Well, that's the boxing over for another night here at East House's Miners Welfare. Bobby, you've been a busy man for last week, but what about today's event?
Oh, absolutely phenomenal. Probably one of the best shows that we've put on, Russell. Every fight that we knew that we were matching was 50-50 fights. There was a risk that a boy could get beat or a boy could win. We put titles on the line. It cost thousands of pounds to put these shows on, but to bring them to Midlothian, it's special because it's close to my heart.
When you say it costs thousands, I mean, where's the cost about when you say bringing a belt here?
It's the sanctioning fees that are involved for a British title. It costs maybe a few hundred pounds. Stuart Campbell's belt, I think that was about £250 with the case, and then it's bringing the officials and obviously fighters for Dundee, bringing fighters for West Lothian. It's mental, it's crazy.
Mental, crazy or not? What a great event here tonight. What about Midlothian? How did Pennycook Boxing Club go on?
We done well. We only had guys doing exhibitions. We're still obviously still a new boxing club. Andy Pufferers, he's trained with us for the last 3 weeks because he's moved through this way. So we caught the last day of his training camp. We probably got the hard part of Andy is getting the weight cut, you know, so...
I heard about that last night.
Oh, it was crazy. We had him in here for about 3.5 hours trying to lose weight, so...
That was a pound an hour, wasn't it?
Maybe even more than that, Russell, aye. So, but we made them do it. We're firm, we're fair. So it's the only thing you can do, eh? Especially when there's guys up there that want to fight for titles, but it's kind of up to their coaches or their promoters or whoever, their managers or whoever it is, to put these guys forward for us to help them get in a lane like this. If you go back maybe 3 months ago, nobody through in Midlothian knew Stuart Campbell. Now, everybody loves a laddie. He's such a nice, genuine, humble laddie. He deserves it. I personally don't think he should be fighting at this level. I think he should be moving up onto professional level. He's such a classy fighter. He's excellent. The fans, the supporters, the people that come here, a lot of these shows, Russell, is you'll get fights where there's guys that are different weights, they're different levels, but they're getting put in together. We're us. All these guys are the same level, the same weight. We make sure of that. These guys go in that ring and they put their lives on the line. People didn't realise that. It's boxing. One punch could kill somebody. So we make sure that the weights are fine, the scales are fine, everything.
And the skill as well?
The skill, the ability, of course, aye. We've had some great fights here tonight. Great fights. The last 3 fights are worthy of a Fight of the Year award at this level.
Who was the last 3 fights?
Cliff Ellison and Danny Robertson. It was Robbie Graham and Andy McKenzie. And then there was Stuart Campbell and Andy Pufferer. Wee clubs like this that didn't really get the opportunity, this kind of show. This place was packed in here. You've seen it for yourself. And the revenue for Midlothian, the locals love it. It's the first thing we do when we announce a show, we get 2 tables sold just by the regulars in here because I'm not used to seeing that kind of stuff.
What about the boxers? How did boxers do for Midlothian?
Boxers for Midlothian done really well.
Well, what about the belts? Did we retain any belts?
The 2 Midlothian laddies lost them. Chris Ketchin and Robbie lost them, but they were against tough opponents. These guys, when you've got a belt, Russell, you can't just pick your opponents. That's the thing. When you've got a belt, you've got to defend it, whoever you're told against. And there was a district title at stake. There was a Scottish title at stake. If they want to have that strap around their waist, they're going to have to step up to the plate and fight whoever wants to challenge them for it.
Regardless,
aye. It's the way it is. There's all these young guys out there that are hungry, really hungry. The prime example, wee Stuart Campbell for Dundee. That laddie, the last show, I think he won 2 titles within about 10 days. That's how good he is. He's got a well-recognised title for WK Scotland boxing. And then 10 days later, he took another fight and he came on our show and he stopped a boy in 2 rounds. Phenomenal wee fighter. This level's no for Stuart. He needs to go move on to professional. Definitely. He's a great laddie. He's humble. He's lovely. That's the thing. Dundee need to get behind that laddie. Mark Navarro's a great fighter. But this is the future of Dundee. The young laddie standing right here. They might not really realise that just now, but this level is miles above. First, second and third round were pretty close tonight. But third and fourth, he showed that he's a boxer, he's a fighter.
Let's see what he's got to say then. What's your name?
Stuart Campbell.
Where are you from?
Dundee.
What gym do you box out of?
Navarro's Fitness and Fighting Gym.
How long have you been boxing?
Since I was 16, so close to 8 years now.
Why boxing? Why no football?
I was never good at football and I enjoyed fighting, even as a kid. And just something I always stick to. This is my 39th fight today. 19 wins, 15 losses and 1 draw.
Has it always been boxing?
Yeah, always been boxing.
No martial arts?
I did karate till I was about age of 7, but then did nothing for a bit. And then just boxing from the age of 16 onwards.
You weren't a black belt, were you?
No, a brown belt.
And then moved to boxing?
Yeah.
Why?
And one of my mates gave me a shot of the Rocky box set. Then I watched that and I was like, no, I think I could do this. Then had my first few fights and just kicked off from there.
Talking about fights, how did you get on the ring tonight against Andy?
Oh, it was a really good fight, 5-1. He's tough, hard as nails, a lot, utmost respect to him. To be honest, I thought he was going to get him out there relatively quick because he was planting some really tasty body shots. But he took them well and ended up being quite the war. I felt like he was defending quite well and he was hurting him with everything he had, but he took them well.
What gave you the advantage then? How did you win tonight?
Intelligent defence and a good offence. Like, I was hitting them well, I was picking my shots. But I felt my downside was I was loading up too much. I was looking for the knockout and I should really have been picking my shots a bit more and boxing. The 5 rounds it went, they went the distance.
Did you think it would go the whole distance?
At the start, no. I thought I was going to bomb him out with a good body shot within the first 2 rounds. However, he was a lot tougher than what I thought he'd be. So after the second round, I was like, no, I'm going to start pacing myself. But I stayed on him and kept picking my shots well. And I felt like I won every round. But it was tough. It wasn't easy for me.
How did it feel in the ring when the crowd were with Andy? They were wanting him to win, not you.
I could hear all his fans shouting, but I had brought 30 people myself and I could hear them shouting. So it didn't really put me up or down.
So what next then? What for you now?
I'm fighting in a few weeks' time. The first fight before me was Andy McKenzie, who won the Scottish title. I'm fighting him on another show. So that's in 2nd September through in Wishaw. So I'm preparing for that next.
Will he be as tough as Andy?
I believe so. Maybe even better. I'm going to need to watch his fight. I've got something to record that, so I'll see it from there. But I've seen him box before. Brilliant boxer. I think it'll be a good fight. So a good one for the fans.
Good one for the fans, and maybe a good one for you as well. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.